But anyway, let's get back to sports because, you know, while my mind's scrambling, I'm a little tired this morning. I'm still trying to wrap my head around what seems like a dream. Kyle Dubas finding a way to acquire Erik Karlsson and offload some of the most problematic contracts that the Penguins had. And so, yeah, I'm still shell-shocked by that. It's still hard to believe. So many NHL and Penguin insiders came on the station yesterday. Jesse Marshall of The Athletic came on and said that he didn't expect the deal to be this lopsided. I know the PM team, the Cook and Joe show, they had insiders. Just everybody's just shocked. And rightfully so. It just seems so odd where you got to slap yourself for a second and wonder if you're dreaming, because how he was able to offload so many bad contracts while also retain one of the best offensive defensive players in the NHL right now, it's just shocking. It's pleasant for the Penguins. They seem to have come out on top initially. He still has to play well, but all signs point to that he's more likely to succeed and continue to play well than not. But Kyle Dubas spoke yesterday for 20 minutes on, you know, the state of the Penguins, and of course he was asked about how this trade became a proposal and how it was eventually executed. So here's what Kyle Dubas had to say on acquiring Erik Karlsson.
It was a fairly lengthy process with San Jose that goes back to my previous place of employment. And so Mike Greer was great to deal with throughout. They're obviously accomplished their goal of gaining draft choices and greater flexibility as they go through turning their team to where Mike's vision wants to bring it. And then Montreal and Kent Hughes came in at the end. And I think this move helps them and acquire more assets and that they can either keep or move and draft capital as well. So, and with us, obviously, it gains us the flexibility that we wanted, but also brings Erik into the mix here. The reason why we wanted to bring Erik in was, I think, when going through our team, one of the things that I had felt in talking with Sully about is we needed to continually improve our ability to move the puck from our own zone. Erik, I think, is one of the elite players in that regard in the NHL. Even though he's in his early 30s, he continues to be one of the top skaters in the NHL, and obviously his production and offense is quite prolific. So very competitive, very motivated person, wants to come here and help our team. I think for us, adding someone like that to the group as we you know, attempt to give it every chance to win, but also keep our eye towards the future. We were happy not to include any of our prospects, Owen Pickering, Braden Jaeger, in the trade as well to have them continue to move along. So that was what we were looking to accomplish. That's the way that we went about it.
All right, so I love Kyle Dubas there in that case where he's talking like win-win, right? Like, oh, yeah, we created a win-win. These guys got some more talent. They got some, you know, names. They're stocking up on players. You know, the other teams, they're doing what they need to do. I didn't listen to the comments of the other teams, and we don't have enough time on this show. It's just 40 minutes to play what maybe the other GMs said, if they even said anything. But, yeah, I want to know what they were thinking in this case to bail the Penguins out of such a poor situation that they were in, or the poor situations they were in. I understand offloading one bad contract, but they got rid of, I think, three or four contracts that were not favorable for them. And, you know, now they get Erik Karlsson and a little extra money in the cap. It's not a whole lot. I think it's around $100,000 that they now have to work with, that, you know, they haven't exceeded the cap hit limit yet. So that, you know, I want to know what those other GMs were thinking. And I also know that the San Jose Sharks, you know, I do remember the GM said, and those comments were played yesterday, we were prepared to go into the season with Erik Karlsson. And that's hard to That's hard to believe if they were so willing to, you know, help bail the Penguins out. I mean, I think that at the end of the day, I mean, Kyle Dubas is talking like win-win, like, you know, how can we, you know, how did we go through the trade and how did we make it best for everyone? And that might have been it. The San Jose Sharks really didn't seem to want to go into the season with Erik Karlsson, and the Penguins had a bunch of unfavorable contracts at that point. Maybe the Sharks were trying to help out, and the Canadiens came in and said, all right, well, yeah, we'll help out too. Why not? You know. So, and I think it was for Petrie as well. Jesse Marshall from The Athletic talked about this yesterday as well, that Petrie, when he made his no-trade clause, he was in Montreal, and then he got sent over to the Penguins, and Kyle Dubas used that move, the fact that he signed the contract in Montreal, because when he signed the contract in Montreal, he didn't put Montreal on the no trade clause, because in the NHL you got to list all the teams that you don't want to go to, and that's your no trade clause. So any team that you list in that contract, they can't send you to. But he didn't put Montreal on the no trade clause because he was playing for them at the time, and you don't think about that stuff until, okay, now you're on another team, and maybe you don't want to go back to Montreal, but you can't do anything about it because you didn't think to put them in the contract. So Kyle Dubas, I believe, used that loophole as well to get him over to Montreal. He couldn't say no to it because it wasn't specified in his contract. So, I mean, Kyle Dubas pulled out a whole lot. I mean, he pulled out whatever he did. I mean, it still seems like wizardry that he pulled this out. It's still hard to fathom. It's still hard to believe. But, I mean, there's so many things that he's talking about, too. And, I love that he goes out publicly, and he's not, you know, he can't just flat out say, like, oh, yeah, we fleeced him. Everything's going to work out for us, because, A, that's just rude, and, B, if he does that and then Karlsson plays poorly or the Penguins don't come out on the favorable end of this trade, then he'll get publicly responded to, and I'm sure not a great way. It wouldn't be a good look. But of course, you know, he goes out there and he stays formal. And I like that answer. It's like, okay, we wanted to create, you know, pretty much he's saying we want to create a win-win. We wanted to see the best possible options for all sides, and Montreal was willing to help out. And I like that. I like thinking like that. I mean, you know, so many of us, I think, are sometimes standoffish when we have negotiations or controversies, and we're not running a business, but, you know, that's just our nature. And to be reminded here that the professional, the general manager of the Penguins and the director of hockey operations, same guy, two titles at this point. But to hear him go, yeah, you know, we wanted to create the best possible scenario for both sides. We wanted to create the best position for all parties. That's good. You do want to try to create that win-win. And maybe San Jose and Montreal, they've got their own motivations. They understand what they got into, and maybe they'll benefit from it. On its face right now, though, the Penguins have come out as the clear winners, getting two forwards, a third-round pick in the coming years, and Erik Karlsson. Every team in the deal got four assets, one pick, three players. Penguins just happened to offload a lot of their, again, unfavorable contracts and get one of the best players in the NHL right now as well. And it was comforting to hear. I mean, most of the insiders that we talked to yesterday on the morning show, and the insiders that were brought on throughout the day on Cook and Joe and the PM team, they talked about how, Carlson's not coming in to replace Chris Letang. Everybody understands Chris Letang's reputation, and that's nice to hear as well. And I mean, I think it's a fair question, because I think some of us, when we hear that a new defenseman, a top of the line defenseman's coming in, what's going to happen to Chris Letang, who's been the guy? Well, it doesn't seem that Karlsson's coming in to replace Chris Letang. It's more to just bolster the lines and bolster the entire defense. And I like to hear that, too. I mean, Chris Letang works hard. He's fought through, you know, several injuries. It was a heart attack or a stroke last year, right? Something, you know, major with him. And, you know, and he's a Stanley Cup champion. He's been on the Penguins, and everybody knows that he's been on the Penguins when they've won multiple Stanley Cups. So, I mean, it's comforting to hear that they're not just tossing him to the side. They all still value Crystal Tank. Crystal Tank can still play. And we hope that he stays healthy, and we hope that he's, you know, can power through safely whatever health struggles that he seems to come across. But it's good to know that they're using Carlson to bolster the defense, not so much find a replacement right away. They're still planning on using Letang and having him be a leader. And also, there are some that think that Crystal Tang is going to step his game up. And he'll step his game up and play harder and maybe get better because now he's got that extra little team competition in Carlson. If you want to call and you want to talk about the Erik Karlsson trade, I mean, there's a lot of reaction to it yesterday because the news broke over the weekend, but you can still call in and react if you have a different opinion. Maybe you don't like the trade, which I haven't met anybody yet that hasn't liked this trade on its face, but if you want to call in and talk about it, 412-928-9370. Also, you can hit me up on X at Callus underscore 33. That's C-A-L-L-A-S underscore 33. Tweet me a question. Tweet me a comment. I'll read them if they're intriguing enough. And you can, again, call in 412-928-9370. I'm going to get away from hockey a little bit, though, because there's only so much to say on the Erik Karlsson trade. And again, you can voice your opinion if you so choose, if you want to call or tweet or post. I'm sorry, post on X. Still got to get that terminology down. But you can do either and still talk about it. If you have a differing opinion or you just want to express your pleasure with it, you're welcome to.